The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Great to have you along on the Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. We're in the 11 o'clock hour already and so many things to talk about. And I have to tell you, for those who listen to the show regularly, you know, I've become quite a soccer fan. And it came to me through my kids. I was not raised playing soccer or fully appreciating soccer, but I just absolutely fell in love with the sport and have so thoroughly enjoyed Real Salt Lake. And when the rumbling started that we might have a minor league team and it might be at the Utah State Fair Park, I thought, wow, this is just nothing but cool. And, you know, we've talked about the soccer fields and everything over the years, and it just kind of goes on and on. And I thought, what a great, great thing for the State Fair Park. And Deloy Hansen from Real Salt Lake just stepped up with cash in hand. And I thought, well, this is a done deal. But, boy, you know, if there's one thing I've learned, it ain't over until it's truly over. And so we have invited two individuals to join us in the studio today. Executive Director of the Utah State Fair Park, Michael Steele, joins us right now. And we've had the chance to chat before, Michael. But I appreciate you joining us here in studio today. Whoops, I need to turn on the right microphone here. I had the wrong switch up. Good to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we've talked in the past about the future of the Fair Park in general, all kinds of things, rejuvenation of the Fair Park, and we've even had the chance to talk a little bit about this. So I'm very curious to get the update. But let's also invite Senator Kevin Van Tassel to join us on the line from Utah's Capitol Hill. And, Senator, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here with you.
Maybe I could just get a little quick update. Let's talk with the executive director first of the Fair Park. Where do things stand from your point of view regarding a stadium there and the minor league soccer team and whatever else that stadium could and might bring?
Sure. The stadium agreement, we have a term sheet agreement with Real Salt Lake between the board of directors and the ownership group for a 40-year lease, $23 million soccer stadium, 8,000 seats that would be built on the Fair Park property if the lease is extended for the Fair Corporation. So for us to allow Real to come in and build a soccer stadium and lease them the land for 40 years for them to run a soccer stadium on the property, that lease has to be enacted, and the legislature will instruct and ratify that this deal is what they want the Fair Corporation to do in the future.
So everything right now, if I'm understanding it correctly, is resting with Senator Van Tassel and everybody on Utah's Capitol Hill.
He's got some big shoulders, Senator Van Tassel.
Senator, let's talk about this. I was under the impression, and maybe I was just too enthusiastic, that this was kind of a done deal. Where does it stand on the Hill right now?
Well, you know, nothing's done until the fat senator sings.
And I want to know who that is.
Yeah, well, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
You know, I think at the very, just a little background on this, I think I chair the rural caucus, and we talked about this the very first Friday that we were in session. And the rural caucus members were pretty well unanimous that we wanted to keep the State Fair Park where it is and extend that relief. Some things, there's been some issues that came about, and we want to make sure that we have all of those questions answered and that we're doing the right thing. And I think that I would say it's safe to say that we are moving through those, and I think that we will get the answers that we need, and in the process to be able to fulfill the renewal of the lease. In fact, I have a bill file open, and as we get through with that, we should get it filled out and have it start coming here shortly. So I'm optimistic that we can resolve our differences with those members of the bodies that have concerns. I think that as I look at the State Fair, I was there through the late 60s and 70s on 4-H and FHA activities. I think it is a stable factor in Salt Lake City. Its location is well known and should stay there. And for that section of Salt Lake City, it's a very viable and important economic development tool for that Rose Park and that area of the state. That being said, I think that as we look to transition the fair, there are not many businesses. In fact, I don't think there are any businesses that can only live with an income stream of about 11 to 12 days a year, and that's where we've been with the State Fair Park. And I think that the new soccer stadium, the events that it's going to bring in, and the extra revenue that's coming in, I just think that it's the right thing to do, and we need to be moving forward. And I believe that we'll get to the answers that we can be able to execute the lease and have us move forward, because it's not only the soccer stadium and the activities that will bring. There's other venues that are waiting there to know that we have a life expectancy of longer than just 1 or 2 years. And, you know, and the other thing that the legislature we're going to need to do is there is some infrastructure and some issues there that we're going to need to step up and fund and get it taken care of. And so all of those things come together, at, you know, everything you think should be an easy slam dunk deal. There's always challenges, and I think the answers are going to be obtainable, and the State Fair Park's been able to answer those. There's been good faith negotiations going on, and I look forward to here in the next few days to be able to finish the bill and get moving forward with it.
Well, Senator, I'm with you. As I look at what is proposed for North Temple, what has already happened, the rejuvenation of that Grand Boulevard or that great corridor in from the airport to downtown Salt Lake City, you look at tracks, you look at some of the other things, you look at the Jordan River Parkway and the trails, you know, connecting that all to the various systems. It seems to me that the Fair Park is poised to become even more of an important factor for the state, for the county, and for Salt Lake City proper. And boy, to have a stadium that houses a minor league soccer team just seems like a natural. You mentioned concerns. What are some of the concerns that your fellow senators or fellow legislators are bringing up?
Well, the issue's been concerned, is it too much of a sweetheart deal? I don't know, $23 million donation to me is a fairly good donation and facility to be built there. I think the thing is we want to make sure that we have covered the bases. It's a great deal, I believe, if we all get a chance to look at the deal and see the fine print, and we're in the process of doing that now. None of us want to make sure it's fair, not only for Real, but also for the State Fair and the state. And I think some of those things are gradually going away. I think as we get the answers, we'll have more and more people be able to sign off and approve. The governor's office has talked to us a little bit. They're the ones that has relayed information to me that, you know, if we're going to do it, let's get the drainage and some of the other issues that are there, let's get that fixed so we can go forward. And I have to agree. I mean, the State Fair, year after year, we've delayed and deferred maintenance, and I think it's time that we certainly get that started. And I believe that there are outside partners besides the state government that is willing to step up and take on some of those improvements and do that. It would be great to bring, you know, when I was a young kid, we came out and went to the Days of 47 Rodeo at the State Fair.
Sure, I was there with you.
I think that would be, and in fact, I remember Roy Rogers riding around on his horse and down to touch his hand. You know, and some of those things that are truly memorable for an outdoor arena and having the access. And so I know that there's been a great study done. There's a list of things that can be done. I think there are, you know, as I said earlier, outside people and concerns that are willing to help, but it's kind of, are we going to be there or are we not? And I think it's time that we make that decision. And I support keeping it there. And, you know, we talked about parking. I think we've resolved some of that. But, you know, when you go up there and pay $15 to park on somebody's lawn to go to the fair, that's pretty entrepreneurial.
Yeah, it certainly is. Senator, I know you've got to get back to your duties on Capitol Hill, but and I'll continue talking with Michael a little bit. But as far as I'm going to try to ask this delicately, so perhaps it can be a little easier to answer. As I look at this deal, there are some pretty big personalities involved. Has that been an issue on both sides?
Well, you know, I've decided that up here everybody has a concern, and they're fairly set and have issues that they want to answer. I think that the bodies, though, as a whole, as we get down to it and we get the right facts, we tend to make the right decisions if we'll just give time for the facts to be presented. And I think that's where we're headed, and I think that's where what I see that we're being able to accomplish right now.
Senator, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us here at KSL.
Thank you.
Senator Kevin Van Tassel with us, and I'm going to ask Michael Steele to stay for another break,
sure,
if you can, Michael.
Yes.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the details and how things may work, depending on how things go here. And the future of the Fair Park in general, Senator Van Tassel brought up some interesting things. You and I have discussed some of these in the past. So all of that and more coming up here on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
Well, there's something about the Fair Park, and I got a little nostalgic when Senator Van Tassel was talking about his experiences. I was kind of a city boy, so I wasn't in 4-H and all those things. But, boy, I spent a lot of time at the Utah State Fair with my mom and my grandparents, and we'd go out there, and the rodeo was there. He mentioned Roy Rogers. I saw Rex Allen Jr. there. I think there's a nostalgia, and there is a history out there that I think the majority of Utahns would like to maintain. And you and I have talked about this, Michael, some of the things that might keep the Fair Park vibrant and exciting. Some of the infrastructure, we talked a little bit more about that off the air. When you look at what's happening now on South Temple, you look at this route to the airport, you look at this Grand Boulevard that is the entryway to Salt Lake, you look how much friendlier now the viaduct and going into the gateway area is, and tracks is there. You look at some of the vibrant businesses along that corridor now, you know, from Sutherland's out there, all of the restaurants, Red Iguana. It seems that that area is really poised for a lot of really, really good things. And I can't think of anything that could do more good to that area and the Fair Park than, I called it a boutique stadium.
Right.
But to have a minor league team there,
yep,
to have that facility for the fair and to be used throughout the year for sports and other things, it seems a great thing. How optimistic are you?
I'm very optimistic. It's a great opportunity for us. We've got a team owner that's committed to Salt Lake, committed to Utah. He's putting his money where his mouth is. We talked about that off air, that he's stepping up. The stadium will have, when it's fully programmed, 80 to 90 events running there throughout the year, is what they're shooting for, to program, to make this pay for itself, to make their investment pay off. So Deloitte's looking to put in, of course, the USL team, the minor league team for Real. That's what the USL team will be, a feeder system. So we'll see the Stars of tomorrow that will be playing at Rio Tinto. He's looking to put in a women's professional soccer team. He's looking to have rugby, lacrosse, and then local soccer leagues playing there on Sunday night. So he's looking to have 80, 90 events to keep this facility running and just busy, busy, busy.
And then for the 11 days, as mm-hmm. Senator Van Tassel mentioned, with the Utah State Fair, how do you envision it being used? Simply for the fair?
He literally, our deal is structured that they will turn the keys over to the Fair Corporation, and we program the stadium as we see fit. Concerts, shows, I'm sure we will have one or two USL home games to have the fairgoers experience a soccer game right in the middle of the fair. You couldn't imagine anything better, and then other activities throughout. So it's fully usable for us for the fair. It will have a new anchor for the fairgrounds, as we've mentioned, and it will bring new people and old people that haven't been to the fair, because we often hear nothing changes. Well, let me tell you, if this deal goes through, there's a $23 million change that's going to happen to the fair.
Boy, absolutely. For some of the artists that you'll bring in for the yeah. fair experience, you know, quite often it'll be a country act or
sure.
a rock and roll act, whatever it might be. What kind of crowds do you usually have for those?
Our fair currently has a grandstand that's very dilapidated, very old. It seats at best 3,000. So this new stadium will be able to host up to 15,000 to 17,000 during the fair. We can put seats on the field, and we have that gives us a new range of artists to consider for the 11-day run of the annual fair.
Well, that sounds great. What has to happen now on Capitol Hill? Where is it in the process? Who needs to ultimately put the rubber stamp on this thing?
The leadership of the House and Senate got together and appointed two members from each side to examine the issue. So we're showing them our lease documents, our letter of agreement. We're meeting with the Department of Facilities and Construction Management as well, just to guide the process, to review the whole situation, so everything is, we'll use the legislative term, fully transparent. Everybody can examine the situation, because the deal, as I see it, is a sweetheart deal for the Utah State Fair. It's a great deal for us, so we want everybody to be comfortable with it. The board of directors has a negotiating team that's been working on this throughout the whole process, so we've been providing the information so everybody understands. It's kind of complex with our leases with the state, leases with Deloitte and Real, and what transpires and who does what. So getting everybody to understand the process, because everybody else is pulling at them up at the Hill as well at the same time. So it's just getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed right now.
Well, you know, I've seen some of these deals over the years with various degrees of complexity, going back to when Larry was building what we then called the Delta Center.
Sure.
And watching what had to transpire and the city factors, the monies that were involved, different things. I look at the building of Real Salt Lake and Rio Tinto Stadium, which was even more complex in a different time and a different place. And I can remember Dave Checketts at the time going, boy, you know, where are some of those visionary folks that Larry had working with him when he built the Delta Center? I wish that we had that. But there were always public money aspects of it and what tax revenues and things. And this one, we're not even talking about that.
This one, there's going to be zero debt carried on the stadium by Deloitte and the team.
So he just plunks down the cash and builds it.
He's going to put his money where his mouth is. He's stepped up, and it's, as he said, is a gift to the state. We can use it for all the times during the fair and throughout the year when something's not programmed. And then when the 40-year lease is over, it becomes property of the state fair.
Amazing. Yeah, it is intriguing. How quickly, let's assume that this does go forward.
Sure.
Utah State Legislature will wrap up here before too long. Let's assume it goes forward. How soon can we have a stadium there?
If things go well, architectural design is completed in a timely manner. DFC, Department of Facility Construction Management, gets the information they need. The group is looking to break ground after our fair in September, so we'd look October, November would be breaking ground if things go well, and cross your fingers, and you know, and yeah, a little hope in there as well.
I will watch this with great, great interest. And Michael, I appreciate you joining us, representing the Utah State Fair Park, the executive director of the park, Michael Steele. Here in studio, we had Senator Kevin Van Tassel on the line with us from Utah's Capitol Hill. And keep us in the loop on this,
yes, sir,
won't you? And I'll be very interested to see how this turns out. It is 11:29 here at KSL News Radio.